WRUR Station, 89 KETR. And on the phone with us is Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. And happy holidays, Alice.
Hi, happy holidays to you.
A lot of movies out this time of year because, well, what better thing to do when you're out shopping or just wanting to get out while you have that break time to go to the movie theater. So we have several movies to talk about today. And first, let's start with The Adventures of Tintin.
Right. This is a longtime Belgian artist series of comic books that Steven Spielberg has been interested in and trying to get to the screen for 20 years. And he directs. And it's an animated movie, and it's his first. It's this motion capture, and it's the best I've ever seen done like that. They've really perfected it. They've come a long way from Polar Express. Now the faces seem real, but it is still a cartoon, and maybe it's better that they look a little cartoony, but it's just that their eyes look better. The early ones of the eyes always creeped me out. But it's an adventure, very much like Indiana Jones, kind of in that mode. There's this young journalist named Tintin. I don't know where the name came from, and he and his dog Snowy end up on a quest to find some parchment scrolls that give the location of a 17th century sunken treasure ship called the Unicorn, and he's pursued by several bad guys who are also trying to get the scrolls and trying to discover where this treasure is. They end up on this boat, and then they the SS Karabajan, and then they cross the Moroccan desert, and it's all kinds of very much like, as I said, like Indiana Jones. It's adventure, but it's got a lot of comedy in it.
Okay.
And there's some characters in it voiced by Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, who play these bumbling detectives named Thompson and Thompson.
So it is, you find adventurous and entertaining and kind of suspenseful in a way?
Yes, and it's great for the whole family. It's got a PG rating and very enjoyable. I picked it for my best animated film for the year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What else was a candidate?
Rango, Cars, Rio, many others. I also had loved Arthur Christmas, which got a lot of votes in our category. By the way, Rango won for the Dallas-Fort Worth Film Critics, but this was second.
Well, I don't want to get too ahead of us, but do you have a best movie of the year as well?
Oh, I do, yes. Mine is Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which I'll talk about next week.
All right. We'll anticipate that as well. Okay, so Adventures of Tintin with Steven Spielberg directing, you said. And speaking of Spielberg, he is also doing War Horse.
Right. He's got two movies that are coming out at the very same over the same holiday period. It's amazing. This is was based on a novel and then a Tony Award-winning stage play called War Horse. And on the stage, they did it with puppets. And the whole story, the horses were these giant puppets. And it's kind of like The Lion King, if you've ever seen the way they staged that. But this is live-action realistic. And the story of this horse named Joey, who is taken away from his farm where he's happy and working as a draught animal, beautiful horse, and in World War II picked up by the cavalry and taken off World War One, and the whole story follows him as he goes into battle and also carts things, carries things around. He's with the British, and then he also gets picked up and is working for the German army. And it's beautifully made. The cinematography, the whole thing, the World War II, World War One again, battle sequences are just very graphic. So they've got a PG-13 rating, even though this is a family film. It's for older children because of the war sequences. But the horse, it's just a wonderful story, and I gave it 3.5 stars.
I can't remember a lot of movies where the horse is the main character there.
That's interesting. Like Black Beauty, I think, is one. But
Yeah.
Very interesting. There are some, you know, humans and make the story go along, but it's just very, very, it's an inspiring story and just absolutely beautiful to look at.
Good. That's got to be a well-trained horse, I would think. Do you know?
I think they said they used 14 horses.
They did, okay.
Film. Yes.
Also, we have The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Finally, the American version of Stieg Larsson's first novel, which was, and all three of his novels were international bestsellers, And then they made 3 movies, but they were in Swedish, and a lot of Americans will not see movies that have subtitles. Those movies were very good, but they won't do the business that this one does. It's directed by David Fincher, who did The Social Network last year, and it's very good. I can't, I highly recommend it, but I've got to put a warning. It is a long slog. It is 158 minutes. That's nearly 2 hours. Nearly 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's long, but it's involving, and they do a better job of making the mystery clearer. This is the story of the journalist who gets involved in this, trying to find out about this long 40-year-old mystery to solve it, and he's helped by this titular character, the girl with the dragon tattoo, Lisbeth Salander. This time she's played by Rooney Mara. She's all pierced, tattooed, and she's sort of goth punk, but she happens to be the world's greatest computer hacker. And so it's kind of hard to buy all this, but this has already been a success, and I think it will continue to be.
Now, this girl that plays the girl with the dragon tattoo, is she new to the theater scene?
She's new, yes. The one, the Noomi Rapace was in, who played the original, the Swedish version, is in the new Sherlock Holmes movie. So it's interesting to see. Rooney Mara is quite good, but I still prefer the other character better. But it's, she's just something else. It's like unforgettable. It's this white face and this crown of like a mohawk hair and piercings and whatever.
Okay, and quickly, Alice, let's finally talk about Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
This was a novel by John le Carré a long time ago, very successful. They finally made a film set in 1973, and it has Gary Oldman in one of his strongest performances as George Smiley, retired MI6 spy who comes back. He's retired, so he comes back into the service to find a double agent who they believe is working for the Soviets. It's a challenging but a rewarding movie to stay with. It's convoluted. I called it a thinking person's thriller.
A lot of movies for the holiday weekend or a couple of weekends. We look forward to talking to you next week about it, Alice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, next week, your movie of the year, right?
Right.
Okay, Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwell Herald Banner, and she joins us each Friday at this time. Your local newscast is next.